Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's just be friends. We're trying, Hugh.
It's not going to happen.
Well, we're friends. You mean us?
I mean, we're always going to be friends, yeah. Joe.
But everybody out there, we're trying to find some common ground. And this Jalen Hurts thing is—I think it's tripping some people off. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilla, Donovan McNabb on Monday afternoon show. Surmise that the Eagles don't really trust Jalen Hurts, and I agree with them because of the first couple games.
Donovan just walked in. Dropped a grenade and just
walked right the hell out, even though he was a guest of the show and invited on to give his opinion. Do you believe the Eagles trust Jalen Hurts? I don't. I mean, it's now, last year made sense. Last year was logical. Last year you had the best running back in the league running for 2,500 yards and the number one defense. It made sense to be a very run-centric team because they were never down. And they didn't have to, and they could just run the clock out. The first 3 weeks, the run game hasn't worked, and yet we're still throwing the football at a very small percentage, including Jalen Hurts having less attempts than Mac Jones, who's played two games as a backup. Jalen's played three, of course, as a starter. No, 77% of people saying it's not fair to say the Eagles don't trust Jalen Hurts. All right, I disagree. Before we get back, can we hear from Jalen Hurts? Because this sounded like a direct shot at Hugh Douglas, who, of course, famously Monday came in here with tinfoil hat, recklessly speculating that Jalen took over the play calling in the second half from Petullo. Jalen, unprompted yesterday, asked about the adjustments that were made. Here's what he said.
What perspective did film review give you on why things were working so well in the second half?
We had to. we put ourselves in a position and we approached the game in a different way. And you know, you have games like that. You know, you have games like that. And I think as a unit, we found a way to get it going. And I give a lot of credit to KP in that. Give a lot of credit to KP in that, being able to adjust and see and get us in the direction that we need to be.
Your response at yet another direct shot from the Eagles organization.
I don't believe it. Okay. I don't believe it. Don't believe it. You can't convince me. Can't convince me that he didn't go renegade.
So the head coach and the quarterback liars.
Don't care.
Evidence be damned.
No, wait. Yep. First of all, because we got to be careful with the words we use around. Never called him a liar.
Well, you're not believing what they're saying.
I don't believe it.
You may as well.
I just don't believe it. I feel like this is a circle the wagon moment. I feel like in order for you not to undermine what happened, you have to say those things. This is chess, not checkers.
Sure. Now, to be fair, Sirianni was asked directly, and he gave a direct response. That was 10 minutes into Jalen's press conference, unprompted.
Yes.
So he's just playing the long game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just like when Jalen said, remember last year when he said something to the effect that, something about the coach, and he misspoke. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say he misspoke. I forgot exactly what the situation was, but he misspoke, and then he had to come back, and he had to clean it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's about the same thing.
Okay.
This is damage control.
Right, for you.
Because I created a fire that I did not know.
You did. You really did.
I did not. Because you've had so many different people talking about this, and people were sending me memes about other people talking about this. Mm-hmm. And this was just me recklessly speculating as a fan. And I admit that. But now, since everybody's come out and pushed back so hard against this,
right,
I believe I might have been on to something.
I am wondering what point of the broadcast on Fox this coming Sunday they're going to address this. There's been some speculation in Philadelphia that Jalen Hurts took over play calling in the second.
They should say reckless.
Oh, it'd be amazing. It'd be amazing if we get there. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Jalen Hurts, the way the Eagles run this offense, do you think the coaching staff and the team trust him? It doesn't feel to me like they do. I think they should trust him more. I don't think he would turn the ball over four or five times a game if that.
Twice in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Okay.
I own that.
Accountability is where we're at on this show. Greg in Hamilton is up. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, Greg.
I just think that you should. Hey, how y'all guys doing today?
What's up,
good,
man?
Greg. What's up?
All right. I was trying to figure this out because, again, as I'm listening, I was getting ready going in one direction, but I had to come back and figure this out right. I think that, unfortunately, we win ugly. The Eagles are like the San Antonio Spurs that were winning all the championships, okay? That's what I think we're like right now, okay? We want them to do better, but unfortunately, between Jalen and the new offensive coordinator, since all the talk is mainly about him throwing the ball, how about we maybe trade him and just have a quarterback that does throw the ball more, and that'll make our offense a little bit more exciting to everybody else. Whether we win or not will be a different story, because winning doesn't seem to be the important thing for us. It's the cosmetics of how the Eagles look with Jalen quarterback.
Sounds like you're taking a shot at you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm confused, Greg. Do you think they'd win less if he threw the ball more?
No, that's just it. I don't know.
Right, but it seems like. I didn't say that, Greg. The Eagles tell us that every week. I'm confused why you don't see it. I'm honestly confused why you don't see it similar to Donovan or Baldy or anyone else. Like, why don't they throw the ball more?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, again, it seems like nobody. Hold up. No, it just seems like you just said, you don't seem to trust Jalen throwing the ball.
No. They don't trust him. The Eagles don't trust him. Don't you see that?
The Eagles don't trust him. Okay, well, then if the Eagles don't trust him, then how about we just, like I said, go to getting a quarterback that the Eagles will trust, and we'll see if we can keep the current winning standards that we have. How about that?
Well, it seems like you don't like the idea they might not trust him, so you're getting facetious about it. Like, do you think they trust him to throw the ball more? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, then we agree. I mean, like, we can like take shots at each other and like make it sound like I want to trade him, which I don't. But you're making it sound like I want to trade him. I'm just trying to unpack what we think about the team. Like I think what it is, there's a lot of people out there who love Jalen Hurts and can't accept the fact that the team doesn't trust him. You may love him, I may love him, they don't trust him, and that makes everyone uncomfortable.
Why can nobody understand this?
Because I know why. Because if you spent 7 months saying he's a top two or three quarterback, they can't. How could the team not trust him then? I know what this is. No one wants to admit that a quarterback that you think is great, they don't. That's what's happening here. Like, we can pull this apart 50 different ways and make fun of Donovan McNabb. That's what's happening. And until they come out throwing on Sunday, I'm going to believe that. They have to show me differently.
Live your truth, Joe.
Well, live your truth. Now, you know what? I am living my truth. Finally, I'm going to do it.
Live your truth.
And you know what?
What?
They should let Jalen call the plays on Sunday. Pooh in North Philly's up. What's up, Pooh?
Fellas, love the show.
Pooh, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man. I 100% disagree. Donovan's a hater. I'm gonna keep
man,
it a bean.
Come on, okay. Why is Donovan a hater, Pooh? I'm gonna let you speak, but you tell me why Donovan's a hater.
All right, so check this out. I love Donovan on the field, but Donovan, he has always had issues with someone getting glory. He didn't want T.O. getting glory. That was a problem. Now he don't want another quarterback to come in, and he don't want him getting in glory. KP, we got to give him some time to get his feet wet and get into a rhythm. We're calling him, please. That's all that's about.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Pooh. I didn't mean to cut you off, but here's the thing. I've talked to Donovan, and that T.O. thing might have been valid, 20 years ago? But Donovan has grown since then. And I've had a chance to talk to Donovan about his views about this subject. And some of the things he's saying, it's valid, because look at it like this, Pooh. Let me take you back to that game in New Orleans, the Super Bowl, and how good Jalen looked throwing the football, right? So now coming into this season, knowing what we know about how defenses are going to attack Jalen Hurts in this offense, to run the ball gives validity to what Joe is saying. It might not be true, but you can't sit here and say Donovan is hating when you look at that game that he had in the Super Bowl and the way he threw it, and then you come into this season and they're real conservative offensively. And then I gave you some numbers of Justin Herbert in his last three games and the last three games that he had last year. He came in this season throwing the ball a little bit more. I'm not saying Joe's right, but if you do a little bit of research, you can kind of see where Joe's coming from. That's
I'm
all.
I'm going to give you another spin on it.
Okay.
Okay.
So check this out. We pay Saquon all this money to come over here, mm-hmm. him to run the ball. So if Jalen was throwing the ball 40 times a game, we'd be complaining, why they not running Saquon? We pay him all this money. Why are they not running him? Then check this out. How many times we complained about starting off running the ball a little bit, then going to the passing game, and then what people say, why they ain't continue running the ball? So it's like almost like a no-win situation.
Pooh, I do agree with you to a point. It's a good point that they have a lot of stars on the offense and a lot of mouths to feed, right? Like, so if it goes to an extreme one way or the other, and Pooh, good phone call, man. We appreciate you calling. I think that's fair. I mean, I think they did pay, and they paid him again, right?
But they paid the receivers, too.
That's the counter to it. They paid everybody.
Because let me tell you, Pooh, and we're talking to Pooh because you made some good points, but – Pooh, calling a grown man Pooh sounds kind of funny.
It's insane.
Yeah. But I mean, that's his name. That's
P-O-O-H.
His name Pooh. We're going to call it Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Pooh Richardson. It's been some famous Poohs.
But the thing that jumped out to me, and I think it was the second game. It was one of the games early on. We only had three. But there was a tweet where they said that the Eagles receivers are doing cardio because they're not throwing them the ball.
Yeah, that one got
you. That's just as egregious, you know, because there has to be a little bit more balance. You know, you can't have, even though we've won, you got to figure out a way to get everybody involved in the offense. And I think that's the biggest thing. Now, granted, for me, 3-0, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the evolution of this offense, man, you want to try to evolve it and make it as easy as possible to win these games. Because last week was a sweat box.
Yeah, of course it was. They were down 19.
Last week was a sweat box. And you know, going into this game, we ain't trying to do that again. We trying to enjoy our nachos and our chicken wings and go into halftime feeling pretty good about the outcome.
Yeah, no question.
All right. We didn't feel that good.
No, we felt bad. 215-592-9049 for all your phone calls coming up. Do you think the Eagles trust Jalen? And what I mean by that is the coaching staff, the offensive coach, do they trust him? It's stark to me how few times they've thrown the football until they had to through three games, even though he ended last season playing his best football. Do you think they trust him deep down? I don't. Don McNabb's hit on it. Baldy thinks they're going to remain conservative on Sunday against the Bucs. All right, coming up, your phone calls. And we got to check in with Tampa Radio. We'll go eavesdropping on the enemy. What they're saying this week. I hear they're taking some shots at us, at Eagles fans. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.